It was back in October that Defense Secretary Ashton Carter announced something called lean-in circles. They'd be officially sanctioned by the Defense Department. The idea is to give some space for women to talk freely about their challenges in the workplace. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni sat in on a lean-in circle at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency to see how they're actually getting along.
Jean is a woman, and she's black. And that makes her a double minority in the workforce. That comes with its challenges in an agency that has more than 8,500 employees. She's been joining lean-in circles at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency to share her thoughts on those challenges.
A lot of the women's issues are also issues that we see in the black community or the African American or probably any other minority group. So I thought, and from that perspective, I thought it was really great to have this because I had the opportunity to meet other individuals that are going through similar issues and trials and tribulations, because it's very difficult when you're a minority, when you're on the outside, when you're not the majority. There's not a lot of diversity around the table, and that makes it very difficult to get ahead in this organization. So it's all, you always talk about how good you have to be. It's not always about how good you have to be. It's a lot of times it's who you know or who knows you.
Last fall, Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced DOD was officially sanctioning lean-in circles. The circles come from Facebook Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg, who wrote a book of the same name. The circles gather women and men to discuss gender bias. DOD latched on to Sandberg's idea as a way of making the DOD agencies and military friendlier to women. It fit in with Carter's Force of the Future initiative, which is trying to recruit and retain the nation's best and brightest. Here's Carter during the DOD rollout of the lean-in circles.
For us to attract and retain the best people in the years ahead, we need to draw the top talent from the largest and most complete pool of Americans that we can. And the simple fact is that women make up half of the American population. Whether here at the Pentagon or on a mess deck or on a corner of an airplane hangar, lean-in circles made up of service women and men are taking place around the world. These small groups are getting together to learn, to grow together, and to encourage one another to work towards their ambitions.
Since then, some DOD agencies have taken up the banner of lean-in circles. On a sunny day in Springfield, Virginia, there wasn't an empty seat in an NGA conference room set up for a lean-in meeting.
What we're really talking about today is effective communications in the workplace. And the reason why we chose this topic today is that we have noticed that a common theme, I'm not going to say for everybody, but a common theme we've picked up in some of the lean-in circles is that some people feel that when they're in a meeting, they are either not even looked at for an opinion. You know, sometimes it's the people who talk the loudest or who make the biggest impression or the ones who are the most well-known in the agency. So some people feel as though they're not allowed to speak, or when they do speak, they may not come across the way that they wanted to come across.
That's Joellen Atkins. She's an NGA employee and moderates the lean-in circles.
What we try and do is pick topics that are consistent among the women of the workforce and issues that have come to our attention. So I'll go out and I'll pulse the circle and I'll say, is there something that you want to talk about next month? And we'll get some really good ideas, and I try and incorporate those each month. So what I'll do is I'll try and find articles that are consistent with that topic. We also have the lean-in website. So you can go to a lean-in website and you can download articles that are also of interest. So I kind of use both.
Those articles cause a lot of conversation in the conference room. Like Atkins said before, today they're discussing how women feel in professional meetings. One participant says her age and gender make her feel overlooked in meetings.
From a, again, female perspective and also a younger perspective, being an analyst, most of the time it's the person that's been around the longest that's looked at as the expert. And so you may have a really great idea and you may say it, but they're not going to acknowledge it at a meeting. And that's happened to me a couple times where it's like they'll come back to me after the fact and be like, oh yeah, that was a decent idea.
But the circles aren't all griping and moaning. The participants focus on solutions too. Here's Atkins again.
You can let them dwell a little bit on what some of the problems are and some of the things that they're experiencing, but you do have to get to a solution set. because what you don't want to do is have people leave that room feeling worse than when they came in. You want to give them hope. And I think it is the job of the moderator not just to draw out information, but to make sure that people are looking at their future and looking at their future in a positive way. What can I do to change things at NGA? What can I do to help myself and help my colleagues?
And after some negative talk, things start to turn positive. One participant shares her solution and gets the ball rolling.
We kind of do this on my team, but we have a core group of us that recognize the issues that we're talking about, and we all make a point to back each other up. And so there's three of us, and it's one old white dude, one young guy, and then myself, the female, because I am the only female. And if they pitch an idea that we know is brilliant, we pitch it again. And we see, like, we just toss it around the triangle until it sticks. And then eventually, like, we all know it's brilliant, so it'll work eventually.
We had a particular boss who would be kind of selective, and it was a woman, but in who she would listen to. And so there were times where certain people would be in favor and others wouldn't. So we would kind of come get together and figure out what we wanted. And then we'd put the person who's most likely to be successful in to propose it. And then we would kind of like work our way around it. So, I mean, I guess some would call that managing up. Or managing from the middle.
That ends up happening a lot during the circles. One participant will begin with a solution to a problem, and before you know it, everyone has a solution. There are veterans at the agency who know the tricks of the trade, and newcomers with fresh ideas. But before everyone leaves, there's a smile on almost every face. In Springfield, Virginia, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.